Hey, welcome back to Bourbon Legends, the podcast about legendary people who like to drink bourbon.
Yeah, Danny Ocean, he enjoyed bourbon.
All right, no, that's not really what we're here to do.
Matthew McConaughey also enjoys bourbon. He has his own bourbon, I believe.
Wow. All right. This is a podcast. Let me do the fucking intro. This is a podcast where we discuss Australian urban legends, mysteries, folklore, and other shit while I text, drink some bourbon.
Ghosts and ghouls, people. Ghosts and ghouls.
I also
might drink bourbon, but today I'm on something a little bit different. I'm drinking a White Russian just for fun.
It's the worst day for it. Like,
no, it's fine. It's fine day for it. I'm normally like, because you're not really drinking that much milk. A shot of milk, like that's about it. Like that's fine.
An entire shot of milk. You're
An
gonna
entire
be
shot
up.
Of milk over ice. Like it's so cold. It's good.
You're gonna be fucking lit, dude. A shot of milk, like a full shot.
I'm more
of a 30 mil. I'm a 15 mil guy when I have the milk.
Shall I do a little talk about what this episode's about before you tell us what it's really about? Because that's how we roll with this show.
Also, I'm not gonna ever say my last name. I'm pretty sure I did the first episode, but from now on, I'm just Texas.
I'm Dr.
And that's
Travis.
All you're getting. Ooh, all right. Yeah. But before you do explain what this episode's about, Trav, and do a really good job of it, I have to do like things I'm gonna do every episode. Oh, that's satisfying, me opening my can of bourbon at the start of the episode.
No, it didn't come up on the sound.
Oh. That's upsetting.
what if we have to do like 50 takes of that? Or if I have to insert that in later? That'd be great.
No, there is no 50 takes. I buy a six pack and that is it.
We've got
I'm trying to slow down my drinking.
I'm trying
to slow down my drinking, so I did a podcast where we drink.
Because we do the comedy show and the other show that we do, I wanted to make a joke about every episode, like the theme of every episode. That's going to be a recurring thing that we do every time. So, and to kind of hint around what this episode is, just like hint around the edges of it, Area 69. Mm. I mean,
that's a hint.
Yeah, it's a dirty hint.
It's a hint slash joke. Like, there was no build up to that though. You're just like, yeah, so I'm gonna come in with a cool joke. Area 69.
All of the best jokes that I come up with start from punchline and they work their way back to lead up. Like you just go in, you tell the punchline first, and then you walk it back, and then you come back around later to the punchline. Cause I walk around the perimeter of Area 69 before I go and find the UFOs.
Yeah, because you're just streets ahead. All right, can we go serious again? Because this is my podcast. Let me get back on track. So this week, Bourbon Legends, we're going to talk about one of Australia's most famous UFO cases. It's the Westall UFO encounter. Boom, 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 boom. So, set up. Was that you trying to do the X-Files?
That was the X-Files.
You have not seen The X-Files in a long time. Okay. 1966, the 6th of April, Westall, a suburb in Melbourne, in Victoria, in Australia. That's our setup. That's it. All right. So Westall High School. Yeah, scene. That was me breaking down the scene. Setting the scene. All right, so yeah, Westall High School, some students and a teacher. They're out doing some sport activities on the main oval.
Like or cricket maybe, and such.
Yeah, or maybe it was break time. Like, it's, before I even get into it, like different sources saying different things immediately on several different sites.
There's potentially no play issues going on. I don't know if they had those in the 60s, but we should check.
No, we had it in the 90s because everyone in the 60s has like no tops of their ears. That's what. That's wear not, a hat, people.
That's not. What, don't be so crass. That's not what the audience wants to hear about. They want to hear about the UFOs and the spooky stuff.
Oh, do they? Well, let me fucking get to it. Yes, so they allegedly saw a saucer-shaped craft about twice the size of an average car. What was an average car in 1966? Probably bigger than the cars that we have now. I don't know. It's not that long ago. Calm down. So it was described by witnesses as having a dull grey. Why are you doing a saucer thing on the camera? Like, the listeners aren't getting any of this. It's just annoying me.
I've got a UFO in my head. I'm flying it past the camera.
I mean, technically it is an unidentified flying object. No, wait, it's a coaster. I know exactly what it is. That was wrong.
Can you please explain what a UFO is before we continue?
Oh, yeah. For those I can't just keep saying, for the layman's out
for the
there,
layman.
Yes.
The layman. The layman as a term is kind of a little bit offensive, isn't it?
Oh, shit, is it? I apologize.
Just your regular people, the normal guy.
Backtracking. You peasants, no. Who don't know what a UFO is. It's a... God's sake. Unidentified flying object. Sorry, I had a brain dead moment for a second there. I was like, wait, what does UFO actually stand for?
Reason I asked is because you had just said it.
Right, anyway, it was described by some witnesses as having a dull grey metallic colouring, while some others said it had a purple hue, and others said it was a metallic green. So it was probably like a UFO with like a sick paint job that, you know, it changed colour depending on the heat.
Like those cars. Like those cool kid cars.
Yes. That one car that used to be in our town when we were kids and you'd always see it. Like, ooh, it's that one. It's the purple green car that only one person in our shitty town can afford.
Well, I imagine a lot of people can afford it, but no one else is buying that sort of thing because it's like that's a pretty specific want.
Yeah, I think the only thing I would buy that changes colour in the heat is a canteen bandana.
You can get ones that change colour in the heat?
Remember the canteen? They were like supporting cancer canteen bandanas. They were fucking
whatever
lit, bro.
Happened to canteen bandanas?
Anyway, this craft, it circled the area several times, according to witnesses. Yes, this text getting us back on track. And supposedly was being followed by several small aircraft. It then landed in a paddock or small parkland area that is near the school. This was known as the Grange. I think it's still called the Grange, actually. Yeah, because I lead up. Ooh. Around 20 minutes later, it came back up from where it had landed, turned on its side, and shot off into the sky, and the planes also quickly left. So that's our setup. There's a UFO. It's a high school. It was 1966. Bigger than your average car, so big, sick paint job, being followed by planes.
If I had pimped my O, because am I, like, pimp my O? Well, because you're not going to pimp your UFO. Like, for you, it's not a unidentified flying object. If I had pimped my flying object, like,
IFO,
my identified flying object, my FO. And I'm like there with Space Exhibit and we're in the chop shop. I don't know that I would do chameleon paint job on it. I would have done probably like flames down the side or like.
Awesome. Well, sick decals, bro.
Laser beam.
Need to speed
not
underground
flames, too. Like, nothing. You don't get flames in space because there's no oxygen. You get laser beams. I'd do laser beams down the side.
Okay, nerd. Anyway. You're like, what's the point of laser beams if you can't hear them? Because space, you can't hear anything. Anyway, yeah, so that's our setup. Media coverage, this shit went wild.
Talk to me about the media.
Yeah. The media at the, like, yes, about the mediums. No, it went pretty crazy. The Age, they ran an article. The Dandenong Journal ran several front page articles over the following weeks. It was big news in Melbourne at the time. The Sun, the Herald. Didn't have any articles, but they published some pretty funny cartoons picking on everyone that was all the witnesses that were coming forward. So.
Oh, they were just
jerks
trying to down them. Nice.
Yeah, what a bunch of jerks. This story is still very much like in the minds of a lot of Australians like today and the Australian media. Like it's still getting little segments now and then. Like Channel 10's project did something in 2016 because it was the 50th anniversary event. Swinburne University of Technology did a 7-minute short. Deakin University did a 6-minute one. Everyone's into this. Everyone loves it. Everyone around Melbourne. No one else really liked it.
Was there any footage?
UFO.
Did anyone get iPhone footage?
Yeah, right? 1966. iPhones were like, you know, twice the size of your average car and they had sick paint jobs, but you couldn't just get them out.
Couldn't just whip them out and take... Couldn't just whip them out, mate. Probably people would have taken it like vertical and not horizontal, so it would have been unusable.
Oh, I hate
which
that.
Is the worst. They need Childish Gambino to tell them how to do it.
Oh my god. Yeah, so there was some sort of conflict. God, I just you're the worst.
That one just keeps burning, that joke. People will be like, they'll be thinking back at that in a couple of days and be like, yeah, that was a good one.
People will be like, who's Childish Gambino?
Horizontal.
Okay. So, let me continue. So, in 2014, there was a bit of information kind of came out that maybe the government was actually doing some radiation testing with some balloons, right? These, like, big metallic balloon things. They were doing some testing in that area. It was a runaway balloon, and people were saying, like, oh, it was probably just this. Like, this was probably all it was, right? Like, don't worry about it. We found this out. It was never a UFO. Yeah, bullshit. Well, one, this balloon thing did not have a sick paint job. It was silver. So that's immediately costs it out in my books. Right?
Yeah. We've cracked this wide open.
Straight up. Like, no, but also like the flight records for this balloon thing, it was the day before this incident happened. It's pretty weird. Like this, so the government had put this balloon up. It's for testing radiation in the air. There was an aircraft following this. So it almost matches the story.
Yeah, it happened the day before.
But it happened the day before. It didn't land in the Grange. But it's one of those coincidence things. I thought I'd better mention it in case someone like emailed me when I actually make an email for this podcast and it's like, it was just a fucking balloon, mate.
It was a silver
shitty silver balloon, and we've got purple hues with possible green hues and maybe other hues.
Someone finally finds you on Twitter and tweets at you. It was the balloon.
I don't have a Twitter.
Unconfirmed.
All right, so before we get any further, we might have to take just a quick break because I need to put some ice in my bourbon because it's really friggin' hot.
Well, yeah, should we go to the bar?
Straight to the bar.
Straight to the bar.
With the ice.
Get another drink. So did you get some ice, bro?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? Is it mostly ice now in your drink? Please tell me all about it. I want to hear about it.
Cool. it's been melting a lot. So I'm probably drinking more. I'm drinking bourbon flavored water at the moment because I've refilled this thing like three times.
Bourbon flavored water. That's a great name for a band, by the way.
Fuck yeah, that is actually. Yeah. TM, no one take that.
It'll be a sick name for a band. I'm going to start a fucking band named Bourbon Flavored Water. What about water?
I'll be the drummer.
Water flavored bourbon is not as good.
No, that's shit. That sounds terrible. You ruined it now. I don't even want the other one. It's probably ruined the other one for me. Anyway, where were we? Something about UFOs.
Yeah, can you tell me more about these Westall UFOs? Was Mr. Burns there? Indeed. Was he not? Did he come in peace?
All right. Yeah, that took me a second. I was like, oh, yeah. Good episode. So this incident, it was investigated by a couple of groups. You know, so this thing supposedly landed like in this, like I said earlier, this area called the Grange. So there were two different groups that went to check this out, and they actually ran some tests on the area, like, you know, doing the radiation tests. I don't know what that was in the 60s, just probably still the same as now. I assume testing radiation hasn't the changed a lot. Yeah, okay. So it was investigated by the Victorian Flying Saucer Research Society. Very long name.
Is that a real group, though?
They're now the Victorian UFO Research Society, which is not as cool.
Government funded.
They should have stuck with the flying saucer research, because that's just so much better. Because then when anyone talks shit, you just be like, saucer to the face! Flying saucers are attack!
I mean, they take a vow of non-violence before they join, so it wouldn't work out.
All right. No, because aliens always come in peace. I dig it. Yeah. All right. And it was also researched by the Phenomena Research Australia, which... it's just nowhere near as cool as the Victorian Flying Saucer Research Society. That is a tongue
twister. Are they rivals?
When you've had three bourbons. Well, they didn't seem to be working together. They investigated this separately.
They're like the and, Gary and Ash. Phenomena... They're the Gary and Ash of extraterrestrial research, some might say.
Phenomena was Gary, obviously. Like... because they are no longer operating, and I don't see Gary in any of the new Pokemon that I don't watch. both groups, they did interview like a lot of the students that were witnesses to the event, and they did testing on the alleged site. And one other thing that I read was that the PRA, the Phenomena Research Mob, the less cool-named mob, did have some army officers come with them to... help conduct their research. One of the witness sightings that I found may have actually had a bit of a run-in with these people. Might have been them, might have been someone else. But, yeah, there was like an odd run-in with someone who had a... not a sighting, someone who went down to check out the Grange. So that's call my horrible witness. Segue into some sightings.
Yeah, call your first witness. Come on. Let's get them on the stand.
All right, so... what?
This is a courtroom drama. You swear to tell the whole
truth
now.
Nothing but the truth. I don't. What does the judge do when someone says, no, I don't? I'm not going to tell the truth.
You're not allowed to tell your story here.
You're not allowed to testify, obviously. All right, so Jackie Argent was a student at the time of the event, now a retired government worker. Say hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Oh, she's listening in? Probably.
God, I hope not.
I'll tag her.
Jackie... Yeah, nice. Jackie says that the craft moved incredibly fast. It seemed to be toying with the planes that were attempting to track it.
Yeah, 90s, 90s this is a direct... Riches movie, The Craft, moves very quickly in plot, I've heard. That's Jackie's review, Jackie Sargent.
God, how references are going. It's so timely. I love it. Simpsons and The Craft.
They remade The Craft.
This is direct quote. They did. Probably terrible. They were flying around it, but some distance away. But it would just leave them for dead. I didn't do a good voice for Jackie. They were flying around, but some distance away. But it would just leave them for dead. It would suddenly whoosh and take off.
Why is she from Britain and also from Monty Python at the same time? Like, why is she from Monty Python?
Why not? Why are you questioning Jackie?
Because she's on the stand.
Leave Jackie alone.
She's a witness box.
Questions galore. Also, Terry Peck, cool name. Another student who was interviewed on the project in 2016 claimed former that there was actually three craft.
Former student, obviously. Student at the time. No longer a student.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe. These people are...
Maybe a mature age. Oh, yeah, it could be. I don't want to judge.
They went back to Deakin and they did a 9-minute short on this. Oh, see, that referenced an earlier thing I said like 10 minutes ago in the podcast. I'm so good at this.
Profesh.
Your face when I do this is just great. So Terry claimed that there was three craft and one of them landed and the other two didn't. Terry also claimed that she was a bit of a rebel at the time. She ran and jumped the fence into the Grange. This is all, yeah.
So
all direct, this was on the project. You can find this shit on the internet. It's great.
I jumped the fence. I'm a fucking rebel.
I was a rebel. I was crazy. I jumped the fence with USO and I just went straight for it. Saw the object on the ground. Yep. She had two other girls were there and one was hysterical. The other one fainted. Terry didn't, obviously, because she's a fucking rebel.
Did the other ones jump the fence? Mid-faint, jump fence. Mid-jump, fainted.
Well, we just tripped on the fence. I mean, it's the 60s. Big fences. The back of schools, I assume. Nothing was safe back then. Kevin Hurley didn't witness the actual event, but heard about it from his uncle later in the day and went down to the Grange to have a look at the alleged landing site. Another direct quote coming up here. from our buddy Kevin Hurley. God, everyone's got cool names in Westall. All right, so the area was neat. This God, people, I always write it down verbatim, and it's like, what the fuck? The area was quite thick, knee-high grass, and like where it had landed, had the grass pushed down, and like something had spiraled there, like.
Oh, so it's so. It was,
Sorry, Kevin.
Did it leave a crop circle?
Yes, in some like shitty tall love grass, like those clumps of grass that are really annoying to get out of your yard. Yeah. Oh, anyone who's ever been a groundskeeper knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is for a niche audience. This joke.
Yeah, by other two people I know in the world are groundskeepers.
Anyone else love grass? Oh, hear it from my groundskeepers real quick.
No, we're all about the buffalo and the kakuya here, baby. No, but he returned to the Grange several days later to have another look, but he claims that the area was under guard by a number of military personnel who shouted at him to go away.
The men in black.
So, yeah. Maybe. Or maybe this was just that shittier group, the Phenomena Research of Australia, because they had army people with them while they conducted their...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, they had army people with them. So I was like, no one's put that two and two together over the, you know, how long's it been?
50 years.
54 years?
Yeah.
54, yeah, no one's put that together. Wow. Except until I came along with this podcast and was like, wait, this guy saw army people? This Phenomena group had army people with them?
Sherlock Holmes is on the case.
Oh, you couldn't think of a cool detective name for me?
Thanks. Texas.
Thanks. All right.
Detective Texas.
Thanks.
Well, Texas is
great.
Already.
I'm glad I set you up for that one.
It's a really cool name. What more do you want?
Anyway, Andrew Greenwood was the science teacher at the time. He says that people were pretty freaked out about the whole event. The headmaster at the time as well told staff and students they were not allowed to talk about it at all. Staff were like threatened with being fired if they talked to any of the papers. And Andrew also claimed that the RAF, the, you know, Royal Australian Air Force, contacted the headmaster about the event. You know, saying, don't talk about it. You're not allowed to talk about what happened. And the headmaster just told them to go and jump in a lake and hung up the phone. Because I guess that was a cool way to tell someone to fuck off in the 60s. Go jump in a bloody lake.
I mean, it's still
do what
cool
I want.
It still would be a pretty cool way to tell someone to fuck off.
But it's like they were doing what he wanted to do anyway. He's telling the staff, don't talk about it or you'll get fired. And then these people ring and they're like, yeah, so don't talk about it. And the headmaster's like, well, go jump in a lake, mate. I only get to tell people not to talk about it.
No, but maybe
I'm the headmaster here.
Yeah, I'm the boss. Maybe he's got big shoes that he wants to fill. He's like, I tell people, but now people are telling me not to tell anyone. I'm going to tell everyone. I'm spilling it. The beans about the UFO.
Spilling the beans. Beans spilled. Yeah, so that's kind of it, you know. Like, there was a UFO. It landed or it didn't land in the Grange. There may have been three UFOs. There was a plane following it. It could have just been a balloon that was testing for radiation that the government wanted to keep quiet because they were like, if they fucked it up and it landed on someone's house or something, they would have gotten some liability issues and stuff like that there. There was a Dr. Susan Clancy who says, oh, it was most likely just people suffering from the bandwagon effect, where one person says they witnessed something and others just... like go with them, and then they start to make false memories. And I was like, "That is the most ridiculous." Like,
I'm
this person
try
has
that.
Doctor in front of their.
Yeah.
This person has doctor in front of their name, and that was like
the bandwagon
what
effect.
The fuck?
Also a good name for a band and a movie, The Bandwagon Effect.
And it's starring like, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. No, not starring Ashton Kutcher.
It's the sequel to The Butterfly Effect. They already did one, but it
no,
was shit.
It's
so we
sequel,
need another one.
It's the sequel to Pay It Forward.
And that's a sad movie. Why would you do this?
Which needs a sequel. There could be a sequel to Pay It Forward. And it's all about getting people on board with the UFO sightings. You like?
Oh, okay. No, I thought it was just going to be about like them horrible kids like going through court or something because they stabbed that little boy. What the fuck? Horrible movie. But
but also
these days
very sad
at the Grange,
like I felt a lot during it. Like, I felt a lot of things.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Feelings and emotions.
Yeah, nice.
Tell me about the Grange.
But these days at the Grange, where this, you know, thing allegedly landed, there's a UFO there right now. Like, you can go there right now and see a UFO because they made a kids' park in that area. And, like, the council were all like, you know, it'd be cool. We're going to put a UFO in here as a kids' playground thing. And it's there. Like, it's there right now. You can go down and see a UFO in the Grange. And I think that's
pretty freaking
cool.
I'm down. We should drive down there one day. Like, we should go out and, like, we should do a show from, we should do a Bourbon Legends from the top of the UFO.
From the UFO.
Yeah.
Oh, well. No, you can get in it. Like, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I'll bring the recording.
It looks cool.
We'll get right up in there. Area.
And you got to climb up, you know, like the spider rope, the rope bits that are in like playgrounds. Hey, did you just Area 69 it? Lucky
what
we're
steps. What is the playground called? Do you have any information on what the playground is called? Because how am I going to get there otherwise?
Well, it's at the Grange Reserve.
Oh, right. Did you
well,
know?
The Grange, bro.
I've
said it like 10 times during the entire podcast.
I've been
the Grange.
I've been using Google during this show that you've been doing. And there is a movie called Westall 66, A Suburban UFO Mystery. It's a documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that there.
Yeah, yeah. Looks sick.
I didn't want to watch it. That's way too much research.
Goes
watch a whole movie? Are you... Yeah. I was like, 49 minutes. Maybe if it went for 69 minutes, am I right?
Oh, no, not right. Hey, there's a...
No, you're very wrong. Get out.
Also, apparently there's a photograph on Getty Images.
Yeah, no, but it looks terrible. So I was just like, no, there's no photographs. Don't worry about it. Stop trying to take over my research.
We'll
what are you doing?
Well, I mean, like, that's... You should have said that there's a supposed photograph. Like, I feel like that's what the people want to hear. Otherwise, it's just.
No, I feel like
from
I researched. I researched this one a while ago, and I'm pretty sure the more I looked into it, the more it was like that
photograph
is bullshit. But,
yeah, right.
Yes, but we'll let you have that one, Trav. You're good at this. You're good at this research thing. Good job, buddy.
Guys, I did a research.
Did.
So, I mean, what if people want to find out more about this? What if they want to track it down? Should they?
The UFO.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you can,
should people be
you can go
on...
talk to Elon Musk. You can join SpaceX.
Elon Musk.
That's like the closest.
Elon Musk.
Elon. Did I say Elon? Because I meant Elon. Elongated muskrat.
Finally. No. Finally, the crossover we needed. Avon Cosmetics and Musk Tesla. Get it.
You know what happens when you put ice in your bourbon? Wasted. It's the water element. Just the H2O bit.
Just hydrates you way too much. Yeah. No, should people be worried, Texas? I think this is what we need to figure out. This is the new thing for the end of every episode, is what we need to do is how worried should people be in Australia about this phenomenon? Phenomenon. Should they be...
Phenomenon. Oh. We speak good words.
What? No, we need to have a risk meter, and for the Westall UFOs, should people be standing on their roofs with shotguns, waiting for UFOs? What's out of 10?
Ooh.
Risk out of 10. Should they
out
be out
10,
there watching?
Risk. Oh, watching the night. No, this happened during the day. Oh God!
Oh, it happened during the day.
Yes.
Most UFOs happen at night.
Oh, it happened during the day.
Yeah, is there any like?
Do they?
Because I know a bit about aliens. I do. Like, I know about the greys and the greens and that sort of stuff. Like, I've watched some of those movies.
You left out reptilians.
Reptilians.
Like, that's the main
one. Yeah, but I'm kind of not... It makes me feel weird to talk about them. I feel like I'm contributing.
You've got
to
talk about David Icke.
I feel like I'm contributing to something bad if I talk about that on recorded. Like, I'm happy to talk about it offline. But like, was there any like strange phenomenon like greys and greens around the time? Was it, there's no word about that.
No, there was no, like, we didn't find any mutilated cattle in the middle of Melbourne at like in around the same time as this UFO event.
Well,
that
you probably wouldn't,
so, you know,
in the middle of Melbourne, isn't it?
That's...
Those people are already mutilated cattle out there. We know how you Melbourne.
Gotcha, Melbourne. Hey, like them apples.
The Sydney Melbourne rivalry continues.
No, look, according to my buddy, fucking Dr. Susan Clancy, it's all good. Threat level one. It's the bandwagon effect. Don't even worry about it.
All right.
Someone witnesses something, and others just jump on the bandwagon, and they see purple and green UFOs. God, worst doctor ever.
I mean, no, but to be fair, who is she? Who does she think she is coming down here? This only happened in 66, so there'd be people still alive that were there.
Yes, as I said earlier, in 2016 on the project, people, our buddy, the rebel, Terry Peck, you know.
Terry
the rebel was live 4 years ago. She was live 4 years ago, live on TV and alive.
Did you watch the project?
The segment, yeah.
Yeah. Did she seem
like a rebel?
Did she seem like a rebel, or did she seem like a cohesive?
Yeah, she had a long orange sleeve shirt with like a mad white vest.
Sick. Like, what else?
She was definitely a rebel
on TV. What else are you gonna wear?
Star Wars. Yeah. Oh my god.
So I guess that's the end of the show, isn't it?
I guess that's the end of the show. I have to do some sort of cool closing out thing where I say, that's been Bourbon Legends, but, you know,
no,
the real legend,
like,
listeners,
thought, like,
is
like,
you.
And I remember, everyone, the truth is out there.
Do you? I'm pretty believing. I'm believing this one. Again, I probably believe, like, all of them, if I've got to be honest, because
you smoke
I'm
a
insane.
Tree, though, so...
It is a herb.
You're so dirty on me for that, hey.
I was always stunned for a second. I was like, did he just... Ah, don't worry about it. Tree, tobacco, obviously. I get you. But this definitely happened. I don't know about buddy Kevin Hurley, who had like saw three of them. No, that wasn't Kevin. No, that was our rebel friend Terry, who reckoned there was three. I don't know about our rebel friend Terry, but all the other witnesses I watched. That's why I didn't bother watching this 49-minute documentary, because I watched 25 minutes of other stuff, and that did me. That had me convinced completely that this definitely happened. Like, how big is the universe, man? There's no way we're alone.
Time is a flat circle. shall we end it there then? I guess.
What?
I think that's not where I was going.
All
right.
Yeah. So like that has been Bourbon Legends, but remember, the real legend is you, not you, Travis. The listeners.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Usually we say some thank yous and direct people to where they should find Bourbon Legends and leave a like on iTunes and some stars. Leave as many stars on iTunes as there are stars in the sky. Hit us up with a review on iTunes, because that helps us get out there. We're a young podcast. If you want to donate.
Yeah, even if you hate us, go on and like rip us on iTunes, but still give us 5 stars.
Still give us 5 stars so other people can rip us too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because wouldn't you prefer, if you hate us, wouldn't you prefer that more people hate us and hear about us than not hear about us at all?
Share us. Spread the hate.
I think in the last episode we spruiked our Bro Originals Friends on Facebook group, which we've changed the name of to Friends of Awesome Black. So you can find us there on Facebook. Thank you to the Dirt Band for the use of our theme song, Catharsisism, from the album Cabin Fever. It's a banger.
Check them out
on Spotify.
It's fucking cool.
Yeah. Now you get to do the lead. Now you get to do the bit.
Oh, third time lucky.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not putting ice in my bourbon next week. Don't worry, everyone.
It's just straight bourbon.
I can't do it. I've done it too many times.
The real legend.
Can't do it again.
Is you.
I
was just prepping you. You got it. I believe in you, bro. Come on.
Oh shit! All right, this has been Bourbon Legends.
I'm Travis DeVries.
But. Oh fuck! I'm Texas DeVries,
and the real legend.
And I'm the real legend. The real legend here is me. So
but
carry
you,
on,
the listener. But we were listening to it from your point of view.
Me this week. It changes. It changes every week.
Okay. I'm
awesomeblack.org.
Comedy, culture, fun.
First Nations owned.
Supported by you.